Aztag, this is dictating on Susan Clavey. C-L-A-V-Y. Susan, S-U-S-A-N. Date of birth is 7-4-64. And the date of visit is 2-16-22. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Erica or Donald D.O. Erica is E-R-I-C-A or Donald, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Next line, dear Erica, thank you for sending Susan Clavey for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a this is a 57-year-old lady who has a prior history of asthma, has been treated for recurrent bronchitis and pneumonia over the past 6 years, and has been on antibiotic therapy periodically, as well as oral steroids. The patient recently had a chest X-ray in September 21, which showed no acute lung infiltrates. But she went to Ireland in October 2021 and apparently was hospitalized for an episode of pneumonia and exacerbation of asthma. The patient presently is only using an albuterol inhaler, two puffs PRN. She has gained weight recently. She does have an occasional cough and wheezing, but denies any fevers or chills or night sweats. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient's past history has included history of asthmatic attacks, and a history for pneumonia on six occasions since 2016. Since 2015. The patient also has a history of celiac disease since 2009. And she had a cholecystectomy in 1997. Next paragraph, allergies to codeine. And next paragraph, habits. Patient denies any history of smoking. And she does not drink any alcohol. Next paragraph, family history. Both parents are alive in good health. And there's no family history of asthma, though she states her father's side there is a history of allergies, hay fever, and asthma. Next paragraph. Med list included albuterol inhaler, two puffs, QID, PRN. Next paragraph, system reviews patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has mild glaucoma, denies vertigo, hoarseness, but has wheezing and cough and shortness of breath and occasional hemoptysis. And she has hives, eczema, and asthmatic symptoms. Next line, the patient also has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has occasional abdominal pains and denies skin rash, no itching. Denies blackout spells, headaches, or memory loss. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 92, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 170 pounds, saturation 98. HE and ear, non-phthalic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Next, supple number is in the thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with percussion or resonant throughout. There are scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur of S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number one. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number two is allergic rhinitis and sinusitis. Number three is celiac disease. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast, complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, CBC, CMP, IgE level. Advised to continue with the ventilator and inhaler to pulse QID, PRN, and a follow up will be arranged in come back for a follow up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Erica O'Donnell, MD. Okay.